3HL powered by the Tennessee Lottery, man. Having fun at the Titans Pro Shop today. If you're traveling to Kansas City and you want to join the Midday 180 and 3HL and all of Titans Radio as we broadcast live on Friday, that is tomorrow, January 17th, we'll be at Johnny's Tavern, 1310 Grand Boulevard in Kansas City's Power and Light District. Then on Saturday, the official Titans Radio Road Rally at Johnny's Tavern from 7 to 10 p.m. for a pregame meetup with Titans giveaways, specials, and more. And on Sunday, from 9 a.m. to kickoff, stop by the official Titans fans tailgate in Lot C of Arrowhead Stadium to get ready for Titans versus Chiefs. For more information, you can visit us at 1045thezone.com. Certainly want to say thanks to our friends at Farm Bureau Healthcare for making that possible. Farm Bureau Health Insurance. Join now. You heard Hollywood Nights. It only means one thing. Sound of Jason Swain's voice. Mr. Hollywood himself, who joins us. Swain, are you ready to tighten up, man? Are you ready to tighten up as they take on the Chiefs? How in the world are they going to stop that offense?
Derrick Henry yeah, rushing the football. Absolutely. It's been fun to watch him carry grown men up and down the football field. Watching Ron Tannehill kind of resurrect his career. Watch A.J. Brown do what he did in the SEC. I mean, it's been fun to watch the Titans play. I can't wait for the game this weekend.
Well, their offensive line is playing great right now. I don't think we've had you on since the Trey Smith decision. I don't think we have. But if you're a Tennessee Vols fan, you got to be excited about that offensive line, because that room is going to be full of some veteran players and Cade Mays and everybody else now.
No, absolutely. If Cade Mays is eligible this year, I mean, you're talking about the offensive line, that could be one or two best offensive linemen, best offensive line group in the SEC. And now we're talking about a team that can grind out the clock similar to the Titans. Defensively, that takes pressure off you, takes pressure off the quarterback. If Tennessee decides to go the freshman route with Harrison Bailey, they certainly can do that with the offensive line that can kind of open up holes for that running back and shorten the football game. So the offensive line is key, and this is a great opportunity for Tennessee football because Jake Fromm is leaving the league. You look at the Florida lost some good players, but they'll still be really good. They should be the favorite to win the East. But, you know, this opportunity for Tennessee to take a huge step forward, and the offensive line can be a big reason why.
You mentioned that quarterback, the freshman quarterback, Harrison Bailey. That's going to be a crowded room, Swain, in the spring. My guess is after spring ball concludes that the quarterback room won't be as crowded.
Yeah, probably not. I mean, we live in a day and age where, you know, the transfer portal allows guys to go and get a chance to play in other places, and the quarterback position, there's only one guy who plays it at once. You know, it's unlike playing DB or playing wide receiver or even playing offensive line. There's only one guy, and so I could certainly understand why, you know, someone would want to leave. I want Tennessee to add more people to the offense, quarterback room, if you ask me. I think the better the competition, the more competition, the better for the entire team.
Swain, how big of a loss is David Johnson, and what's the latest on the replacement for him?
Well, I think here soon there should be some movement there with the coaching staff and adding David Johnson's replacement. You know, I think it's a huge, huge loss, but at the same time, he kind of helped the relationship between, you know, Tennessee and Memphis for the future.
Yeah.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
he is gone and it stinks, but at the same time, you know, he really helped Tennessee for the future. So the next guy's going to be able to come in and maintain those relationships in Memphis, and that's key for Tennessee's recruiting. But with the coaching convention, you know, kind of over now, and head coaches, you know, picking their staff, I think Tennessee and Pruitt will kind of do the same thing. I think coach's salary makes a huge, huge difference in who they bring, who they lose, whatever. Because you got to make sure that number works for coaches coming in, and that's important because it's the big money league in the SEC.
T. Martin reportedly turned down Lane Kiffin a chance to become the offensive coordinator at Ole Miss to stay at Tennessee. Were you surprised by that decision?
No, not really, because I look at what T. has here, and I don't think teaming up with Lane Kiffin, unless he's calling plays. If he's allowed to call plays and really be the offensive coordinator, then
right,
I think that's a heck of an opportunity. But my understanding is that Lane hired an offensive coordinator from Central Florida and Jeff Levy, and I didn't know if T. Martin would be able to call plays or not. So I think T. Martin wants to be a head coach. I think he's going to be a fine head coach. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if he's going to be here until he is a head coach. And that's okay. He may have to go somewhere else to be a head coach or offensive coordinator to be able to live out his dream. But I just don't think that opportunity, in my mind, was the best one for him to leave.
Tennessee, tough loss at Georgia, 80-63 last night. Jordan Bowden really struggling from behind the arc. What's going on with him, do you think? And if you're Rick Barnes, what do you do to help a kid get out of a slump like that?
Yeah, I mean, he put up more points, but still, I mean, it's just not enough. I mean, he's in a different role this year. Last year, he was able to kind of be third, fourth option, and now it's him because Lamonte Turner is out. You got Josiah Jordan James, who, you know, him and Eve, to me, they're the best offensive options for Tennessee while Jordan Bowden is struggling. But what you try to do if you're Rick Barnes, you try to get him to the free throw line. You try to get him easy shots, keep his confidence high. And if you got to sit him down, you might have to sit him down so he can learn from others. But Tennessee certainly needs him if they're going to make a tournament run. It's not looking great right now.
Jason Swain, our guest. But they did get Urosh after he only had to sit half the year or plus, and then suddenly now everything's good, right?
5 points, 3 boards?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I was excited for him, but I was still a little disappointed, and I'm confused and like, what changed? Why the NCAA felt like he was able to play now,
right?
But
right.
Not weeks ago. I mean, what information that was presented, you know, made the NCAA change their mind? That makes no sense to me. They continue to get on my nerves, which is why I love Odell Beckham Jr. was giving money to the LSU players at the championship game. I love that. As much as Odell does too much, he always finds a way to do a little bit too much a lot, but I love when the NCAA squirms a little bit. But it just didn't make any sense for me of why Urosh was not eligible weeks ago. But I'm happy for him. He's worked his tail off. You know, he's been kind of taken advantage of before he got to Tennessee, and I'm glad that he's able to play the game he loves.
Swain, you going to, on the way out, you want to call a score for Titans Chiefs? You got good news for Titans fans? How do you think it goes?
Listen, I picked the Ravens last week, and the Titans, you know, proved me wrong. The Titans beat the Chiefs before. Patrick Mahomes was coming back from the knee injury, and he's more mobile now. It's going to be tough, but you know what? I'm going Titans 34, Chiefs 31. How about that? Titans in the Super Bowl. Yeah.
You heard it here first. I love it, man. Thank you. And we'll check in with you next week. Jason Swain at Swain Event on Twitter.
Thank y'all. Have a good one.
Jason Swain on 104.5 The Zone. Presented by Gary Ashton of RE/MAX Advantage. Looking to sell your home? Want to sell it quickly and for top dollar? Then call Gary Ashton of RE/MAX Advantage at 615-301-1650 or online at GaryAshton.com. Gary Ashton, the official real estate agent of the Nashville Predators.
When we come back, our boy JT has been working on this a